Je donne l'aération, j'ai des copains qui sont là derrière moi.
With only days to go before the 1998 World Cup, the French manager, Aimé Jacquet, is a man under pressure. Attacked from all sides, Jacquet has the job of rewriting French football history. But few believe he was the man for the job.
Personne ne croyait à l'équipe de France. Personne.
Nobody believed in the French team. Nobody. I mean it. I went through hell from critics, but also even from the public. Never a quiet day, because often I was getting it from all sides.
J'étais un peu percuté partout.
As the World Cup approached, the national sports paper, L'Équipe, claimed that Jacquet was ill-prepared to lead the national side.
In some ways, Jacquet's philosophy, and this is why L'Équipe took against him, was hard work, defence, possession and safety. But I think as a manager, there was a lot more to him than his critics allowed.
But L'Équipe's criticism became personal, and he was vilified less for his technical ability than for his social background.
They said he was somebody from middle of France. He didn't deserve to be the leader for the national team, that he came from the backwards. So what, you have to come from high school to direct a football team?
Jacquet had a vision for the French team which emphasized teamwork above all else.
La gagne, c'est la mentalité, c'est le groupe, c'est la solidarité, c'est la générosité. Hein?
But his master plan also included a leading role for the mercurial midfielder Zinedine Zidane.
On ira tous au
Zidane était pour moi le joueur d'exception.
Zidane was out of the ordinary, exceptional. But he didn't have his influence yet. He hadn't yet got his personal aura. He played football to enjoy himself. He had exceptional skills, though he wasn't much of a team player. But when he came into the French squad, he joined other talents who took him onto an international level.
Une dimension internationale.
What he can do with his feet, you know, some people even can't even do it with their hands. You know, it's just magical. You know, sometimes when he plays with the ball, it seems like he's dancing.
And the Zidane magic was evident from an early age when he could be seen playing outside his high-rise flat in his hometown of Marseille.